Go. Hello. Hello. Welcome to News Pox. Today is Friday the 4th of August. I'm very sorry to everybody for not having done a News Pox since Monday.
We're very sorry.
We've been very busy.
There's been a lot going on.
It's, you know, we're going to try and do it as often as we can.
But we can't make any promises. So it turns out we thought we could, but...
We made some promises and we've broken them.
Things happened.
Cool. Well, let's do some news. Which paper are you reading from?
Scottish Daily Mirror.
How much did that cost?
35 pence.
I'm reading from the Scottish Sun. 10 pence. I have to say, there's a lot of news in it. Bargain. And also, you could get a free Dempsey Makepeace DVD.
How do you get that?
You have to get a voucher and take it to the shop. I don't know, I might have a look into it, see if I'm in time.
Well, there's not much news in the Scottish Daily Mirror.
Yeah.
It's not my favourite paper. I probably wouldn't buy it again. But this is what I've got out of it.
Okay.
A little girl died after a fire-eating show went wrong.
Did she get eaten by fire?
And not only did she die, but quite a lot of other people are quite badly injured. And the fire eater himself is fighting for his life.
What on earth happened?
It just dropped on something and all the people were sat around watching on wicker chairs.
That
in a hot country went up like Tinder?
Kindling.
Went up like kindling.
That is shocking. That would never happen at the Edinburgh Festival because everything's been flambard. I don't think any of the venues got wicker chairs.
No, and also it's so wet.
It is.
It's very wet.
I mean, we've got one venue we're doing, Shane. That's only got cushions as seats, but I imagine they're fireproof. They're from IKEA.
Yeah, although those are the sort of cushions that got you know, when they say, "Oh, bring your cushions back," because actually we fucked up. They did that with that kind of cushion a while ago.
I've got loads of them at home.
I'm sure these lot are okay, but some of you ones at home might not be okay.
Paris Hilton is thick. She doesn't know who Tony Blair is. She thinks that she's like Marilyn Monroe and Princess Diana. She recently got paid to go to Austria, wave at the crowd, and tell them why she likes Austria. Got paid £1 million for that.
£1 million?
Yeah. No, $1 million. It's £1 million. Still, it's only £530,000.
It's not bad for it.
Not bad for a wave.
For an hour's
a wave work. And a little bit of bullshit. So she's thick, but she still gets paid a lot.
They could have got me for half that. Less than half. Quarter of it. 10%.
Yeah, I'd have done it for £530, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd have done it for...
Get a trip to Austria.
I'd have done it for the trip.
Yeah.
So they should have shopped around and they didn't.
They should have done, yeah. That was bad advice, generally.
No wonder it's high taxes over there. Chris Tarrant had sex in London Zoo.
With an animal or a person?
He says it wasn't with an animal, it was with somebody that I love.
Was it Ingrid?
It wasn't Ingrid.
Hmm.
But it was before he met Ingrid. It was in the
1970s. This is quite a long time ago.
It was in the 1970s, but he still did it.
Oh, we were all at it in a zoo in the 1970s, weren't we?
I wonder whereabouts. Maybe they should put up a little blue plaque.
That would be nice. Katie Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
She's lonely.
Oh,
she's been locked up for 3 months because she's not allowed to take Suri out for the first 3 months because of Scientology. She's since been in Tom's LA mansion, and 5 hour a day she's locked up for Scientology auditing. Her family apparently very worried, a spokesman says. Not a spokesman, a family pal.
I think Tom Cruise should just fuck off.
I think you might have said that before. I think you might have expressed.
I know it's all what you read in the newspapers and everybody's kind of making things up a bit, but there's
but
no...
He is involved in Scientology and he's a gay, so...
There's no smoke without fire.
Exactly.
Rebel Zara Phillips,
she's in the royal family, yeah.
They're saying,
she's
wow,
Chris daughter.
Look at her. She is the most fashionable person in the world because... She's wearing a boob tube, like what Britney wore about 6 years ago.
And like what you could buy for £7 in Dorothy Perkins.
Yeah, £6.
£6.
In fact, I think mine were a fiver.
Did you get 2 for £10 or something?
Yeah, I got a black one and a red one.
So it's not exactly, you know, at the forefront of new fashion.
She's a fashion icon. She's never been one to go for something boring.
Well, I'm not holding much truck with that, frankly.
What I would say about it is she should be wearing a bra as well, strapless.
She's not.
She doesn't look like it to me.
She's quite young though, isn't she?
She's young, but if they're floppy, they're floppy.
True enough. Holidays are dangerous, it turns out. You could get killed by a fire eater.
Mm-hmm.
Or, here's an unlikely accident. You can get killed by a canal boat.
Really?
Yeah, who'd have thought that the slow-moving canal boat would be a hazard? Apparently, a holidaymaker was killed yesterday by the propeller of a narrow boat after he fell in the canal. He got sucked under, chopped up by the propeller. Not nice.
That's very... must be very difficult to achieve.
It's almost impressive. Almost.
Which canal?
It doesn't say.
It's probably in Hackney.
It was in Staffordshire.
As I thought. War still going on. The UN are saying, Blair, don't get involved with this. People don't trust you. You're not well-liked across the world. You and Bush, fuck off. What we want is Chirac. People are keen on him because he's French.
Oh. That's weird.
And he probably smokes, drinks loads of wine, has quite a nice lifestyle.
Mistress.
That kind of thing.
Onions around his neck.
Yep.
Rides a bicycle.
Stripy jumper.
All that sort of stuff. Horny, horny, haw.
Chirac. So they're saying, Blair, just, you know, get out of the way, basically.
Well, a columnist in the Scottish Sun called Bill Leckie, who I imagine is a special Scottish columnist, but I don't know. I'm not really aware of him before. What he's done is gone, politicians are rubbish, they have 67 days of holiday.
It's a lot.
Well, actually more than that, because that's how many are left before they come back, and they've already had 5 days or something. Oh, he's angry, but he's made a fatal error, because he's put this, historian, he's put a picture of Tony Blair in on his holidays, but he's chosen the picture of Tony Blair that they want published in Heat magazine as Torso of the Week. It's one where he's on holiday, he's got his top off. He looks quite hot.
He doesn't.
You wouldn't expect it. He's got quite muscular arms. You know, but I think that's a mistake. If you're going to get a picture of him on holiday, get a picture where you don't quite slightly fancy
him. One of them looking a bit piggy, porky.
Yeah, he's got a red face, hanky on his head.
Drinking.
Eating some chips in Barbados.
Falling out of the kebab shop.
Yeah. Watching a fire eating show, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I just think that's an error. Do you not think he looks slightly?
No. I've never had the hots for Tony Blair.
Well, neither have I.
Not even from 97.
It's just one of those things where you go, surprising. Oh. Wasn't expecting that to be underneath his tie and shirt.
How old is he these days?
Oh, 47? More than that. I don't know, it doesn't mention this in the one where they're slagging off.
A Scottish wife in Paisley, which is kind of quite a scrubbery part of Scotland, very rough in Paisley.
Is it near Glasgow?
It's near Glasgow.
Is it where Linda went to?
It is. Is this one for Paisley? Have you got to help me? She used to work there.
She used to work in Paisley, didn't
long,
she,
long time ago. But, yeah, it's rough as fuck there. A woman... said, he'd been nipping my head all day long, so she stabbed him twice in the back.
Who's this? Her husband?
Yeah, he'd been nipping my head all day. He felt some thumps on his back. She'd stabbed him twice. It's all gone to court, but now they're going out. Actually, just leave us to it, because we're going to get back together and sort it all out. And so they're just going to probably just give her a slap on the wrist. Because they're going, no, don't want to press charges.
There's a story in here that reminded me of. I didn't pick it out because I thought it was a bit grim. But somewhere in America, a mum, here we go, it was in Georgia, cuts off the tip of her six-year-old's tongue because it kept talking all day.
That would be quite difficult to do.
I know, it takes a lot of effort. You couldn't just do it in the heat of the moment. You have to pin him down, wedge his mouth open.
Grab hold of the tongue, which is
difficult. Yeah, get some scissors or a knife or something.
That's horrific.
If you're getting a bit angry with someone, just shout. Get over it. Go out, have a walk. Don't commit violence. That's what I say.
Don't cut off your kid's tongue.
No, or stab your husband. It's just a mistake. You'll regret it.
So has the kid been taken off her?
I think so, and I think she's on probation for 10 years, not actually in jail, which is weird. You know that girl who had the really heavy wedding dress? She was 16, and we were quite dismissive of her.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to be all right hacked off.
Mm-hmm.
6 weeks later, there's a 28-stone dress beating her record by 3 stone. This is a 20-year-old bride getting married to her 19-year-old boyfriend in Surrey. It's a £25,000 dress.
What a bunch of cunts.
It's horrible. Took 30 minutes for her to get back into the horse-drawn carriage, pumpkin-style horse-drawn carriage, as seen on Kath and Kim, to get to the reception. It took 4 hours to get to the reception. That, to me, just sounds like a dull wedding, to be honest. If you're just spending the whole time, it's bad enough waiting for the photos, but if you're waiting 4 hours for some great, stupid, expensive dress to be wheeled along the road to get to the reception, there's going to be a fight. Everyone's going to get
it's drunk. Like walking around with a fat man attached to you.
Yeah, why would you want to do that? It doesn't even look nice. But there we are. I like the fact that she's trumped the other girl. I think there's something quite funny about that.
Mm. They've been filming the new series of The X Factor.
Ready.
The judges, Sharon and Louis, are planning to do lots of digs about his affair with Jasmine, the large-lipped...
Those Simon Cowell's affair.
Model, yeah. And how's he ever going to live it down?
Well, he will.
He will.
He'll tuck it into his high-waisted trousers, I imagine, and just move on. The New Woman magazine had done a survey of 3,000 young women with an average age of 28. Turns out they're all lazy as fuck. Now, I sort of read this and went, oh, that's really sad. That's sad. And some of it is sad. And we go, yeah, of course, it's logical. If they asked us the same questions, we go. If they said, would you rather work for a living until you've... So yeah, 65, or would you like to retire early, get married to a rich man, or do some pole dancing for a lot of money? We go, probably don't want to work. We'll probably do the easy route. Would you agree?
I would agree. I mean, why the hell would you work if you don't...
Exactly, but they're condemning them as lazy. I think the saddest thing is, role models for 28-year-olds, average age of 28-year-old girls who read New Woman, their role models are Colleen...
Right, a 19-year-old.
Yeah, and Chantel.
Right. Well, that's not true.
Well, I mean, that's what they've said.
I can understand schoolgirls thinking that Colleen and Chantel are cool.
This is apparently
the case. But not grown women.
I know. But that's...
Well, this just... I don't know any 28-year-olds who...
No, almost half of them would pose topless for £10,000. Can I just say, yes, I would.
Yes, I would as well.
So I don't think that's sad. If pole dancing for a night will earn them £1,000 instead of 160 hours slogging away in an office, they'll choose the former. Yeah, that's fine. But the Sun is condemning them as lazy fuckers, where clearly it's a skewed question.
Yeah, try the same thing on a bunch of men. See if there's any difference.
Would you like to, you know, if you could get...
They'd probably do much worse things.
£10,000 for wanking off into a cup. 6 times a week. Probably. Would you do that, or would you go to work?
Yeah,
or they do the wanking.
Like, would you fuck a horse for £10,000? They would.
Yeah, of course they would. Don't start talking about fucking horses again. There's enough on that every day.
I'm not going to. Tommy Sheridan.
He's that cheeky chappy, isn't he, from the Scottish Parliament?
The famous socialist.
Mm-hmm.
And the News of the World, we covered it. Slagged him off saying he's a swinger and he's an adulterer and he's going to all the sex clubs. He's been taking them to court saying, "Rawr, you don't know anything about it." And he says, if I have slept with any of these women, they would know what my distinguishing body thing is. What is it? And the girls are going, oh, we don't know. And he's saying, well, I have excessive body hair, which gives me an ape-like appearance, and if you want me to prove it, I will strip. He says, the case against me has not produced a single smoking gun, but it has featured plenty of smoke and mirrors.
Exciting.
It is. So you might strip in court going, look, look at the state of me. Look at the fucking state of this. Probably, I'm lucky that I'm even married to anyone, being half man, half chimp. Never mind going to swingy clubs.
Swingy clubs. Oh, well, that'll be... I'm looking forward to that, then.
Basically, a few manners in.
Brilliant news. I've got a feeling I mentioned the Great Egg Race at some point before. Perhaps not on Newsbox, but certainly in life, I'm quite keen on the whole thing. I remember discussing it with you. Anyway, it's coming back! The Great Egg Race is the thing where the two teams... It's a bit like, as I described it before, a bit like Scrap Heap Challenge, mm-hmm. but better. Where they have to make... an invention, and then they have to do it against the clock, and then Professor Heinz Wolf goes brilliant, and it was in the 80s. It was fantastic.
Things like they used to have to make a bridge out of bits of wood.
Yeah,
that was in, had lots of V's in it.
So that sort of
that
thing.
Kind of thing.
A bit more sexy, maybe. But
and sometimes an egg rolls along.
And I got excited again. Great, the egg race is back. Brilliant. But then you read the details. It's only going to be disappointing. It's now changed its name. It's going to be called the Battle of the Geeks. The best thing in it, Professor Heinz Wolf, who was brilliant. I mean, he's old now. He's 78, so he can't really be on it. I mean, Patrick Moore keeps going, I suppose, but I think Heinz might have lost his mental faculties a little bit. He was always a bit mad. Mm. Surprised me. He's not going to be on it anymore. And it's going to be presented by, guess who?
Chantel?
No, it's a man, he's a midget, he's on everything at the moment.
Tom Shakespeare.
Who?
Tom Shakespeare.
Who's he? Is he a famous midget?
Yeah. He's that midget that does all the programmes about a disability.
Is he?
He's had the acceptable face of being a midget.
I thought that was the man from Willow.
He's probably been in all sorts.
Oh, anyway, it's Richard Hammond.
So not really, not quite a midget.
Near enough. So it's going to be on BBC Two. So I mean, do watch it; it might be good. But I think the name change is a shame. Professor Heinz Wolf.
Well, it's very derogatory, isn't it?
They've got to fly an egg over Fish River Canyon in Namibia.
So yeah, they've gone over the top there.
Teams have 48 hours to design and build a device capable of getting an egg across the fish 550 meter deep canyon without breaking.
Oh, just fucking throw it or catch it inside. Kylie's been doing some dancing again, working out for a new tour. Madonna has been doing her new tour and she's wearing a vintage purple leotard, glittery. She looks amazing. Look.
I had seen Madonna on tours and it was very good. She puts on a good show. I'll give her that.
She thinks so, 150 quid a ticket. And that's not black market prices, that's just what it costs.
I don't know if it was worth that much. Mm. It's all kind of expense. A woman got a new mobile phone in Scotland from Bright House Electrical Store in Motherwell. And I'm not, you know, there's a sort of Catholic Protestant thing going on in Glasgow, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know much about it. But she
Celtic Rangers thing.
That's, yeah. Well, she got a phone and it had loads of anti-Celtic stuff on it. And some Rangers logos. And a picture of someone who apparently plays for Celtic being hung.
Oh, that's not very nice.
That she said it was very upsetting for her because she is Catholic. This is, you know, you go, well, that's bad. She's got a phone and it shouldn't have any shit on it. It should be brand new. Mm-hmm. Particularly, she's bought the phone on credit, pays back £11.50 a week for 52 weeks. Thus, the phone costs her £598 for a phone. She could get that for free if she was sassy.
Not even sassy. I mean, they're fucking trying to give you phones all the time.
Yeah. She swapped it for a different phone. It's a bit cheaper. And they gave her 10 weeks free. So equivalent. They gave her an equivalent compensation of £65. not very much.
But they're still basically screwing her up their heart.
I know. I mean, she's a little bit stupid.
But it's quite incredible, the whole
credit thing.
Credit, tick, put it on tick culture.
I thought that had died out. It shows credit cards, so just the advance of that. We've done 20 minutes now, but I feel we should ramble on a bit longer, because we have been silent for 3 days.
Yeah.
And last week was just the washout.
I've not got loads more to say, but there's apparently perverts on the loose in Scotland.
Oh, dear.
They're not being rehabilitated.
They're just on the loose.
They're just perverts on the loose. Probably watching
fringe
shows.
They're probably in the house across the way. They're watching us wanking as we record something onto a microphone.
Yeah.
Perverts. This is a brilliant story. It's the most Essex story I've ever heard. In my life. It's an Essex nightclub. A rising pop star from a band called My Girls. They were performing at the nightclub. One of the girls, a rising pop star, got stabbed in the foot by an 8-inch stiletto by a jealous onlooker. The other girls got beaten up. She's not sure if she's ever going to be able to dance again due to the big stiletto hole in her foot. I liked that. It was just a real, it's an Essex story for me.
It's awful.
Yeah, painful, wincy, but funny anyway.
Changing style of posh.
I've got a similar article in here.
About posh?
Yeah. She's had a new haircut, so it's all happening for her.
Is this the new haircut?
Yeah.
It's
a bob. It's like, yeah, it's a bob, but she's got some long bits at the sides.
Ah. So I thought they were showing off, I thought this was an old picture they'd used of her. Because she used to have her hair a bit more like that.
I think this is the new one. And then we've got a selection of old pictures. Mm. She's got rid of the extensions. She's got short hair. It suits her, actually. It's all right.
Mm.
I never liked the big extensions. It always looked a bit weird for me. It's very, yeah, it's a bit more like the classic Spice Girls look.
Yeah.
That's it. She's had a haircut.
She's had a haircut. She looks nice.
Here's a funny story. There's a teddy bear museum in Wookie Hole, of course, and there's a guard dog who is guarding the museum. He went on the rampage. He tore the limbs off 100 teddy bears, causing £500,000 worth of damage. Oh no, it's 500, sorry, it was only £20,000 worth of damage. It was a £500,000 collection. And he savaged Elvis's teddy bear, Mabel, who was like the prize bear in the museum.
Aww.
Sadly, Maple's a little bit worse for wear now, but I think they're going to send them back together.
Don't whisper because...
Oh, okay.
Because nobody can hear.
They're going to send them back together. Just put fingers crossed for Maple and Teddy Bear.
Yeah,
I'll whispering nearer the microphone.
She'll be alright.
She will, but the doggy looks quite sweet, but also a little bit like the Hound of the Baskerville.
So it was the dog that did it, not the security guard?
No, the dog was a security dog.
I see.
The dog went mad. He ripped up all the teddy bears.
Don't leave a dog in charge of those teddy bears.
No, that was always going to go wrong. I finished the news now.
Nancy Deluded has been described by Brian Reed as a...
Who's Brian Reed?
He's a columnist.
Okay.
I can't bear the sight of you. You overpainted, overdressed bag lady.
He's not keen.
And apparently you can buy shares in Butlins if you so want them. I don't know. Maybe that's worth doing.
Can you get shares in Maplins? Because I would... not the computer shop.
Oh, no. Obviously. Ding, ding.
Hey, hey, campers.
Let's push him in the pool.
I'd buy set shares in that. Well, thank you for listening.
I'd share a room with the jockey. the man, Judy Barry.
Yeah,
he was brilliant.
Barry and Yvonne for me.
Yeah.
Brilliant. It's only when you get a little bit older and you watch back you realise how funny Barry and Yvonne are.
Oh, incredible.
Anyway, Heidi High Campus, thanks for listening to Newsbox. Go out and watch a bit of Heidi High on DVD this weekend if it's raining. I think that would be a nice thing to do.
Or come and see our shows.
Come see some shows in Edinburgh. We've got lots of shows on. You can have a look on our website. It'sallrightforsome.com and see what they are. We'll try next week and be just a little bit sharper about the whole thing.
Yeah, and actually know what the news is.
Yeah, and we'll maybe do some drunk broadcasts about the fringe.
Yeah.
The fringe pox.
Fringe pox.
Yeah, we'll
watch
get that
out
shit
for that.
Going.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.